The best mix, 98.3 The Coast with Tom Petty there, and Zach East here with your Daily Dish for Tuesday. Simon Cowell has made his first appearance since breaking his back in an Instagram video. The appearance comes amid rumors that the America's Got Talent judge is bedridden. Simon was seriously injured in August after he fell from his electric bike. He ended up having emergency surgery on his back and hasn't been on TV since. He's been recovering at his Malibu home, but over the weekend there were conflicting reports as to whether he's bedridden or doing over 10,000 steps a day. However, just last week, Simon appeared healthy and mobile as he celebrated his 61st birthday with ex-girlfriend Terry Seymour, who shared video of the party on her Instagram. Still, Simon has more recovering to do as he was unable to lean over the table just to blow out the candles. Contact Music says Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot is going to portray Cleopatra in a new movie about the Egyptian ruler. She tweeted, "I love embarking on new journeys. I love the excitement of new projects, the thrill of bringing new stories to life. Cleopatra is a story I wanted to tell for a very long time, and I can't be more grateful about this A-team." And Carol Baskin says the wildlife trafficking charges against her Tiger King co-star Doc Antle are warranted. She tells the Sun newspaper, "I believe that Joe Exotic was the largest producer of cubs for the pay-for-play industry, but I think the real kingpin behind this kind of exploitation has been Kevin Doc Antle. He's just smarter and better funded than the dominoes that have dropped recently, but the authorities have finally caught up to him." Joe Exotic posted from jail saying, "I'm asking you to stand up against this because if they get away with this, people's farm animals, pets, and the way of life we know it will be taken away. I continue to pray that my pardon is signed so I can sit down with the committee and show the evidence." And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show, 98.3 The Coast.